We're sitting down with Cardinals Player Development Director Larry Day. LD, good to see you here this week. End of the first half here yesterday as we're recording this. This Chiefs team has been a lot of fun to watch this year. Probably a little bit more fun than the record would indicate. A lot of good stories this year. When you evaluate the first half of the year for this team, where does your mind kind of go?
First off, it's awesome to be doing my first ever career interview with another Larry.
Love that.
Yep, two Larrys in a dugout here in Peoria. my thought process goes to, more than anything, just this team's process, right? Like, the entire world can see, you know, the outputs and the performance that occur on a nightly basis within the games, and there's been some good ones. We have some players that are putting together some nice first halves for themselves from a performance standpoint. But the way these guys go about their 1-6 is what we kind of talk about in our system, is really trying to dominate the details that we can control between 1 o'clock and 6 o'clock with their preparation and their training. This group is unconditional when it comes to their effort and their preparation and their training. They don't react to individual performances the next day. They don't react to team performances the next day. They are very steady and consistent with how they invest in themselves and invest in each other from a process standpoint, from a training preparation, and from a really owning and dominating that 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
And really, that's what the game of baseball is all about, the more consistent you can be despite the results. Looking at a few of those individual stories, I think number one on my list, at least, is Trey Richardson III. What he's turned himself into this year is really remarkable. What do you think has allowed Trey to break out, especially with swinging for power?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know that Trey, he has so much perseverance, right? And anyone that knows Trey knows that he's an unbelievable kid. He's an awesome player, awesome teammate. And he went to work on his swing, right? There was a situation where we had the opportunity to put together a developmental program for him, take him out of competition for a small amount of time, and, you know, just train. And he added some additional performance training because he wasn't playing games, so he added on the lifting front. He added on a training from a swing standpoint. And then, you know, things just started to click. He started to get more plate appearances circumstantially because there was injuries and movement on the roster. And things just started clicking for him. So really happy about that story and excited to watch him continue to have an awesome year in Springfield.
Juan Bencho, massive resurgence for him this year. Reading your quote in the release when he was named Player of the Month for May, you said his swing has gotten more efficient. Can you describe that, maybe dumb that down for us, how his swing has gotten better?
Yeah. So in the work with Mike, his hitting coach here, and obviously our hitting team with Brock Hammett, who spends a lot of time here in Peoria, one of our hitting coordinators, they were able to identify some inefficiencies with his bat and with the way the barrel moves through contact. So oftentimes he was late when it came to trying to make contact. So basically kind of making the route of his path shorter, right? Like if your coach was going to tell you, hey, Larry, go run a mile, you would not go run a mile and a half.
That's correct.
You would just run that mile. So basically with that analogy, Cho's bat is efficiently running the mile instead of wrapping around his head and running a mile and a half. So it is a much more efficient stroke right now to enable him to be on time more consistently.
That makes sense, although I would prefer not to run at all. Jose Suarez is another guy where the power has really broken out. You look at him, he looks like a power hitter. What exactly has he kind of unlocked this year?
Exactly that. Like, we are tapping into some raw power. I mean, Mikey Habas is, again, another guy that has spent countless time trying to help Jose with his stroke, being able to, impact the ball at much more productive angles. Last year, he impacted the ball pretty significantly, but the angles were just a lot smaller, a lot shorter. So more line drive, ground ball driven last year, to where, you know, Mike and our hitting group has been able to identify some external cues and some internal movements to be able to just get the ball in the air a little bit more, to where that impact is more productive.
Yeah. Coming up on just about a year with Jesus Baez here in the organization, where do you think he's improved the most since joining the Cardinals?
I think that, you know, he's improved in a lot of different areas. The consistency of his defense, right? Like, he's got an incredible throwing arm. He can throw from multiple slots. This year, he's learning how to use his throwing arm in terms of, like, the batted ball, the angle that at which he approaches fielding the ground ball, and the speed of the runner. That's going to dictate which angle he uses from a throwing slot standpoint. Sure. Rather than just, you know, showcasing, you know, mindless different slots, because he can. He's very capable. He has a ton of God-given talent. So it's been awesome to watch him, you know, evolve. Obviously, he's making some better decisions and tapping into some power himself. I think he's at 14 home runs at this point in the year. And, you know, like, his work ethic and his routine development has also increased this year. He's, you know, he's growing up. He's becoming more professional. He's, you know, his efforts and his routines are all evolving to be of standard. So yeah, look forward to him continuing to develop in those areas.
Talked about a lot of hitters. Want to throw one pitcher at you. Blake Ida, another guy who joined the organization over the offseason. He has gotten so much better as the season has gone on. What have you seen with his development that has allowed him to get the results?
So what you can see with Blake is an absolute self-starter. He is so hungry to improve himself. I mean, you don't have to – you rarely start a conversation with Blake without him bringing a really insightful question about his craft to that conversation. So Blake, like, he's a director. He directs his development. He doesn't need – you know, Mike, he doesn't need Austin, he doesn't need Pont to be able to direct him. He has that drive within him, so that after every time he touches the mound, he has key takeaways that he's going to build off of in his very next mound touch, to where he's just constantly progressing. And I think that's what we've seen throughout this year, and why we are seeing him get better and better as he gets deeper into the season.
And you can tell that just by having one conversation with him. He's a super sharp guy. You know, lastly, we've talked a little bit about player development plans for each player, and you've talked about how committed this team is. And we've seen that every day here in Peoria, and all these guys point towards, hey, we worked on this with my player development plan. This was my goal to do this. How exactly do you develop those plans and then put them into action for each individual player?
Sure. Yeah, they are actually literally living documents, to where our staff across the board, our baseball staff, our strength and conditioning staff, our medical staff, they assess the player. It starts with an assessment, reverse engineering from on-field performance, right? So all of these plans that we generated for each and every one of our players, we ran an assessment process about their performance from last season. And we picked the two or three lowest hanging fruits, and we actually write down goals for these players, and then we associate programming to those goals, so that there's literal direction and clarity around an alignment, right? Like, it's not just baseball, it's baseball and performance coming together to ensure that all of their intentions and programming are moving the player in the same direction, in an aligned direction, to improve and to achieve the goals that have been identified.
Sure.
Baseball goals. These are performance goals. You know, whether it be, you know, a hitter that needs to, you know, improve his quality of contact, or just improve his contact in general through improving swing decisions. We don't leave it to chance. Yeah. We are very intentional about defining what goals our players have. And very, you know, that, and then the coaching part is like the programming. What are we going to do on a daily basis to ensure that we are tracking towards achieving these goals? Hopefully throughout the year we are erasing goals because they've been archived and achieved, and we can rewrite some goals. And then we have a very, you know, intentional process as a staff in terms of how we are constantly bringing these player plans to life, you know, often having staff meetings about our player plans, and, you know, the players are included.
Yeah.
Partnering with our players and making them own their plan, giving them the opportunity to weigh in on their plan. What do they think about these goals? What do they think about programming? What do they want to enhance about their player plan? Like, that's huge because it's their career. So we individually meet with each of our players to have these conversations so that they have extreme clarity and direction around the things that we are collectively trying to help develop them in.
And with that clarity, there's been a lot of commitment. Seeing it every day, these guys are bought in, and I know that starts at the top. So congrats on a great season for you guys so far. And Larry, always a pleasure to talk with a fellow Larry. Thanks for the time.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you, Larry, and thanks for all that you do for our players.
Of course.